Well, grace to you and peace in the name of Jesus Christ, our coming Lord and Savior. Amen. If you could pick one trapping that lay at the heart and the center of Christmas, what would it be? For me and my money, it would be the gifts. Now, you may disagree with me, but you'd be wrong. The retail stores know it. Parents know it. Children know it. Santa Claus knows it. And if you're being honest with yourself, you know it too. For most of us, this holiday is all about the gifts. Shopping for them, purchasing them, hiding them, wrapping them, giving them, opening them, and then sometimes going back to the store and returning them, or saving them for next year and re-gifting them. But it's always about the presents, the gifts. Ask any children, you can ask our children who come up here today later, what their favorite part of Christmas is, and they are no doubt going to say something about the gifts. They, like the rest of us, always enjoy the lights and the trees and the songs. Those are great parts of Christmas. But when it comes right down to it, it's really all about the gifts. And that's not bad. Because even in our Christian tradition, the holy day of Christ's birth is all about a gift. John 3:16, that favorite passage of ours, tells us that God so loved the world that he gave us. That's gift language. Gave us his one and only son. Luke tells us that the angels of the Lord announced to shepherds that a Savior had been born to them, and that if they go to Bethlehem, they would find him wrapped in swaddling cloths and laying in a manger. Matthew tells us of the Magi who came from the east bearing treasures of gold and frankincense and myrrh to give as gifts to this son from heaven. Thus, we see that the story of the birth of Christ, which is the real Christmas story, it really is all about gifts. It's about God's gift of life and love given to us in the person of his son, Jesus, the one who would one day grow to be a man who would go to a cross to die as the punishment for our sin, the payment for our sin, and then who would also rise as the victor over death and the grave. And it's also about the gifts which we give to God and we give to each other. We do that as a way to honor and to give thanks for the many gifts that he has given and continues to give to us. Thus, no matter how much we would like to downplay the gifts or try to label them as the commercialization of the holiday, the fact is that gifts are a foundational part of the celebration of Christ's birth. The problem comes when we make Christmas only about the gifts which we list and purchase and wrap and open, and then we lose sight of or we diminish the gift of God given to us in the child of Bethlehem. I think the problem also comes when we look to Santa as the primary gift giver instead of to God. And we look to the gifts which he gives, those ones under the tree, the jewelry and the new phone or the new clothing or the toys, as those gifts which we most seek and want at Christmas time, instead of the gifts of God's Holy Spirit. Things like strength, and patience, and peace, and forgiveness, and hope, and faith. And unlike Santa, who keeps a checklist on all of us to see if we've been naughty or nice, so know if he's going to give us a gift this year or not, God doesn't keep a checklist on anybody. For the sake of his son Jesus, and because of his death and resurrection, God looks at us and he sees us always as nice. Because he always looks at us through the eyes of the cross. Which means he always looks at us as his children. Those who have been forgiven and redeemed by the blood of Jesus. God does know when we're sleeping and when we are awake, just like Santa does, but he doesn't watch those things to keep score, to know if he should give us a gift or not. He watches over us in that way because he loves us. And because it's as it says in Psalm 121, he does that to keep us from all harm. In the book of James, we read these words, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. The one who made the stars and the moon and the sun up in the sky is the one who gifts us with all the things that we need to live from day to day. Our friends and our family, our food and our clothing, our home and our health. But mostly, he gifts us with his son Jesus, who came to this earth as a little baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. So you see, gifts really do lay at the heart of Christmas. But not the gifts that lay under the tree, but rather the gift which lay in a manger, one who would later hang on a cross. Christmas is all about the gift of Jesus Christ given to us by our Father in heaven. I pray that the many gifts that we give to each other this Christmas in beautifully wrapped boxes might always remind us of the one gift that God has given us in his one and only Son. To God and God alone be the glory. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.